up, everybody? Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the first installment of Strictly Business with Derek Contrera. Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm your host, former professional skateboarder, Derek Contrera. Now, first of all, I would like to give a shout out to my fans in Hustle Juice Nation. What up? You are the greatest fans in the world. I love you guys. Honestly, one day I hope to start an actual nation, much like Israel, where all of us can live. But for now, I am starting a podcast. So, on this show, I will be documenting my quest to become the next great American businessman. That's right. I have decided to leave the skateboarding world behind to become an entrepreneur. I am done with ollies and kickflips. And now the only tricks I'll be pulling are handing out business cards and firing any of my employees who try to take maternity leave. Now, for those of you who are not members of Hustle Juice Nation, you may be asking yourself, just who is Derek Contrera? Well, let me take you to me school. Firstly, I am a skateboarding legend. I'm the only person to win both a gold medal at the X Games and a Spike TV's Guy's Choice Award for the category Guy We Totally Watched Do Doggy Style on Our Girlfriend. And I was very, very humbled by that. Also, I was the host of the short-lived MTV2 Fail Video Roundup show, Redonkulous Beefers. Yeah, we all remember that, which was tragically canceled after 1.5 episodes for being too redonkulous. Also, I had my own amusement park ride at the Hershey's theme park in Pennsylvania called Derek Contrera's Big Gooey Chocolate Adventure, but it was discontinued because 15 children got their arms ripped off by animatronic dancing Mr. Goodbars. But most impressive of all, I made a cameo as myself in the 2004 Seth Green comedy Without a Paddle. You guys remember a bunch of bees stung my ass and it got inflated and I flew away. That was fucking awesome. I had it all, but my whole world came crashing down on me after I suffered a career-ending injury after I shattered my ass bones trying to kickflip over a pool of boiling hot Dr. Pepper for a branded video. Now, guys, this is really hard for me, but for the first time, I'm going to play the never-before-heard audio of my accident for you. You know, to go back to this day is very, like, tough for me, but if I'm going to build a dope-ass future for myself, I need to move on from my past. But just as a word of warning, what you're about to hear is very, very disturbing. Okay, here it goes.
What's up, everybody? Yo, this is Derek Contrera here, and I'm super stoked that Dr. Pepper is giving me the opportunity to kickflip over a vat of their badass new flavor, caffeine-free vanilla fusion, because Dr. Pepper gives me the fuel I need to do, well, just about anything. Here we go.
Wow, that was really tough to listen to. Now, after the accident, I began to suffer from what is called depressions. And it was as if my brain was drowning in a toilet bowl of bad thoughts. Skateboarding was all I had, and it was taken away from me by my worthless ass bones. But then I remembered. I have the do or die spirit within me. I also have hustle juice flowing through my veins. And no one can stop Derek Contrera from rising and grinding every day to chase the hustle. So I punch myself in the head over and over again until the depression left my brain. And that is why I urge anyone who has a mental illness to flush your pills down the toilet and just punch yourself in the head. It worked for me. It will definitely work for you. I promise. So then I decided I was ready to return to the spotlight, but this time, not as a skateboarder. This time, I am going to become the opposite of a skateboarder, a businessman. So every episode of this podcast will be focused on me launching a new business venture, and each one will be more successful than the last. I'm also going to be interviewing some of the biggest business titans and business females in the game to get advice on how to crush it and be big dogs just like them. And like an Egyptian pharaoh, I will build an epic-ass empire that will last for centuries. But instead of selling hay and mummies like they did, I will be selling baller-ass shit that will be the hay and mummies of tomorrow. So, what field have I set my sights on conquering first? That is easy. The world of tech, which is shorthand for technology, colon, the industry of computers, startups, and most importantly of all, battery-operated irrigation timers. So, please join me as I become to show you what it is to be businessman. Yo, what up? I'm here in this state-of-the-art studio I built here at my home in Simi Valley. I call this place the Hustle Fuel Incubator. I spent the last of my skateboard money building this thing. It's soundproofed as fuck, as you can hear. No sound can get in or out. And we actually can't get in or out either. This room has no exits. And I keep having to ask the fire department to blast a hole in the wall so I can get out after each time I record. And then every time I have a construction crew fill the hole in, so there's no exit. Once again, the fire department is not happy about this. They say I'm wasting a lot of government time and resources. But anyway, I want to introduce y'all to my crew. These are my ride or dyers, my do or triers. First up, my best friend in the whole world, Wesley Oakley.
What's happening?
Yeah. And my cousin, and more importantly, my unpaid personal assistant, Michaela.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Michaela, you all right? Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, great. So I'm like 46 years old, so I'm way older than Derek. I'm super grateful that Derek gave me this opportunity to get internship credits at his company. I'm currently going to a technical college where I am specializing in skin therapy with a minor in waste management technology. And Derek is nice enough to let me learn from under him, and I got ambitions. I do. I want to start my own clothing label company called Chaotic Yet Beautiful. We make our own graphic t-shirts with witty phrases written in cursive like chaotic yet beautiful and other phrases too that I have yet to think of.
Wow, that is a great idea, Michaela. I can't wait to one day invest in that company.
Oh, can I also plug my ambient music band?
No. It's Wesley's turn to speak now. Wesley, who are you?
What up? I'm Derek's best friend. I've known him since preschool. We've been through so much together, like preschool, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten. We've also been through so many like once-in-a-lifetime experiences, like the first grade, the second grade, the third grade.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've known each other a long time.
I got Derek's back for life. You know, if you fuck with him, you fuck with me. I just started training to become an Instagram bodybuilder. So pretty soon, I'll be able to back up all that trash talk. Right now, I can't. I'm 80 pounds and I'm 5'2", but you'll see soon. I'll be pumping iron at the gym, and in a few months, I'll be 200 pounds and 6'5".
I don't know if the gym can make you taller, Wesley.
Oh, you can with the regimen I'm doing. I have these two guys that hold me on each end and pull me on each end. So, like, I plan on getting, like, so tall and buff, I'm taking so many pictures of myself that I get famous. And then I'm going to launch my own brand of workout sodas. I'm going to buy a bunch of Sprite and water it down and then put new packaging on it. The profits will be huge.
Nice. Okay, so you guys are my most trusted advisors. Your opinions mean more to me than anyone's except my own, obviously. And I'm going to lay out for you my first business venture idea, one that will be so successful and make me so much money that I'll never have to do more of this podcast, and it will likely be the final episode. Okay. You guys know, like, computers mm-hmm. and how there's, like, shit inside of it, like emails and stuff? Well, that's called technology. And then I remembered that there's that stuff, but inside of phones, and those are called apps. There's apps for everything these days. There's an app called Calculator. There's even an app called Phone.
That's all the apps you have? Damn, you need more apps, dude.
I've been hearing about all these, like, cool apps out there that are, like, even more sophisticated than Calculator and Phone. And I'm really tired of just, like, adding and subtracting while I'm, you know, sitting around. So I want, like, something else to do. So I thought I'd come up with one myself. So you guys heard of this thing called Airbnb?
Of course I have. I use Airbnb all the time. I rent out my kitchen to these two French guys, Jacques and Jacques. They leave all their luggage on the stove. And when I'm getting up to make my morning oolong tea, I always forget and I burn up all their stuff because it's a fire every day.
Damn, dude, you got to move those dudes' stuff off the stove.
Nah, I'm not going to. I'll keep lighting their stuff on fire until they learn their lesson.
Right. Okay. I wonder why your house is so fucking stinky last time I was over there. It smells like a goddamn fire.
Yeah.
I like that smell.
No, it's different than, like, a Yankee candle with, like, a smoke scent. It's, like, straight up fire.
No, yeah, I like the smell of burning, like, plastic and stuff.
Mm. You do?
And burnt hair, yum.
Yuck.
It's my favorite.
Michaela, no, burnt hair is, like, for sure the nastiest smell.
No, burnt flesh is, and I still like it.
Okay, so, Airbnb. You rent out your apartment to people, but how come there's never been an app that lets you rent out your boyfriend or girlfriend to strangers when you're out of town? Introducing BooFlip. It's like Airbnb, but it's for your significant other. You know, we all know when you go out of town, your boyfriend or girlfriend is having sex with other people anyway. Now you can make some money off of it.
Oh, shit. That's the perfect idea. If I had $1 million, I would give it to you right now.
I like it, but I'm still not convinced. How does it work?
Okay, easy. So let's say you're traveling. You put in your home address and how long you're going to be gone, and then how many people you want to date and have sex with your significant other while you're away. And then people have sex with your girlfriend or boyfriend, Wesley, and give you money. And it's more expensive the more attractive they are, obviously. And also, if they have a great personality, more money too. So to test that, we give them like a rigorous test with questions like, do you like the Scorpion King? And that's the only question.
This is still a perfect idea. I would love to have sex with someone else's beautiful girlfriend or boyfriend, Wesley, who likes the Scorpion King.
It's honestly a perfect movie.
Did you know that the Scorpion King is in the Bible?
Whoa, really?
Yeah, yeah, it's its own book in the Old Testament called the Book of the Scorpion King. He would circumcise babies with his big claws, and God told him to stop, and he said no.
Wow, that is an inspiring fable. The Scorpion King clearly has the do-or-die spirit in his DNA. So do you guys think BooFlip has a place in the marketplace, and also is it marketability?
What about STDs?
STDs? Well, that's BooFlip's version of a promo code. So, like, if you're renting out your girlfriend or boyfriend, Wesley, you get a promo code. So, if, like, somebody's got herpes, you enter in herpes. And
so, you get a deal?
You get a little bit of a deal.
You think people are that desperate for a deal that they would get herpes?
I don't know. I mean, like, I think a lot of people all the time are probably like, this person's probably nasty, but I'm horny.
I have said that.
You just said that.
Yeah, I just said that. I came here.
I was with Wesley the other day at Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
And we were...
I was looking for one of the CDs that I could use the free internet, the blue light internet from Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
Where like Winona Judd used to sing on it. And I could not find it. They did not have them. Like they didn't... Kmart does not have... I don't think... The particular Kmart we went to mm-hmm. in Simi Valley has blue light internet anymore.
Yeah, so there was this lady in the CD section, and Wesley said, she's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But not in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Not like
she had green stink waves coming off.
Whoa,
of
her. So. Cartoon, that's nasty.
A cartoon, dirty cartoon lady.
Flies were flying around her.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Loud Wait, flies. I know her.
You do?
Yeah.
The yeah.
Her name's Miranda.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I took her ID after.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah. So you had sex with her?
Oh yes.
Oh man, she's gonna. Well, look at his dick
right now. There's a little, there's some lines.
Oh, there's
little
stink lines and flies.
I didn't have time to take a shower, and I do not use Derek's shower.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. That's gay.
Yeah. No, don't, two dudes don't share the same shower.
No, that's gay.
That shit is so gay.
And I have a boyfriend.
No, you having a boyfriend is way less gay than you using my shower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Ew. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What would I be on Boo Flip? Be honest, Derek.
What do you, like?
Like, rating-wise. How expensive am I?
Well, have you been, well, I just, really, it all depends on, like, you started 100% rating.
Oh.
And then you get people to rate you. So once you've been rented out a few times, people can, you know, rate you and comment on you.
Oh.
Which sounds like a pretty good idea, but also the idea of somebody actually writing out how good you have sex could maybe hurt people's feelings. And if your rating goes down, it's really sad. But if it goes up, that's good.
What do you think my rating will be, Derek?
Have you had sex before?
Of course. I know what that is. It's a lot like sitting on a chair, right?
I mean, yeah, I guess sort of. You got to kind of like move up and down, though, I think.
What?
So when you've had sex, you just sit down and sit there?
Yeah, that's how I've had sex. I'm wild.
That's crazy.
You should probably like watch pornos, Michaela. That's how I learned how to have sex. So my app, BooFlip, is being developed as we speak. And as a business leader, it is important for me to see my employees as people and not see them as nameless, interchangeable drones because I am a super down-to-earth boss. And so I've decided to sit down here with the head engineer of BooFlip, Phil. What's up, Phil? You grinding, man? You hustling?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we keep this short, actually? I have a lot of code left to write.
Cool. Yeah. Well, you know, you're on my podcast now, so no. And I want to give my listeners, you know, an in-depth look at what it's like to work inside of my Hustle Fuel incubator where anything is possible. So when I first saw Phil's resume, I immediately knew he had the do-or-die spirit and he had the tools to manufacture success and also that his brain secretes delicious, nutritious hustle juice. And also, like me, he wants to cultivate an obsessively curious forever brand that is also relentlessly optimizing.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes. Great. Awesome. So, Phil, what's it like to be my employee and work on BooFlip inside of my Hustle Fuel incubator? Is it like your wildest fantasies have come true?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's fine. I've worked at a lot of startups, and this is one of them.
Damn. Oh, man, that is the greatest compliment I have ever received in my entire life. Wow. Aren't the offices amazing? Mm-hmm. Don't you love that the only chairs we have are exercise balls? And we have like 18 foosball tables, so much so that it's impossible to walk around without bumping into them. There's so many of them.
Yeah, actually, about that, would it be possible for me to get a regular chair? Or I also wouldn't mind having a standing desk if...
No. All of the desks here are 2 inches tall for a reason. It's postmoderns. I definitely like want people who work here to feel like focus on how much fun they're having and not how little money they're making. You know?
Yeah. It's actually incredibly painful to sit on an exercise ball and then lean forward over to a 2-inch desk, especially all day. It's painful to do that for any amount of time.
Well, it's like postmoderns, so I want like magazines to come here and
it's
be like—
It's hard to do. I think it's like the opposite of what a human body can do.
All right. Well, if you want, I can like get a little bit bigger exercise balls and smaller desks.
No. That would be worse. That would be like way worse. Like it'd be no exercise. If I could on my hands and knees code would be, I don't even want to do that, but that would be somewhat easier.
Or well, I tell you what you could do. You could get on your hands and knees, and then I could get a small boy to sit on your back, and you tell him what to write on the computer. So looks cool. It has like a vibe.
No, but that would take forever and hurt. No, just a normal chair would be great. Or you know what? Leave the exercise balls and give normal size desk.
Sorry, no can do. All right, Phil, the office is supposed to, be fun to make you want to work harder for less money, you know?
Okay, well, do you know what would make it a fun office for me if I got moved to a room with a window? You have 6 unoccupied offices with windows. Could I just have one?
Okay, no, because those rooms need to be empty because it's like the aesthetic of the office, and natural light is only going to distract you. So you got to be constantly working. If you want to take the edge off, you should go play foosball or something.
I actually tried to play, but the foosball tables are all jammed too close together. It's impossible to play any of them. And I have no one to play with because I'm your only employee.
Okay. Geez, Phil. Okay. If you were working as hard as you're complaining, we'd be more on schedule. All right. Are we still on track to launch the app tomorrow or what? That's what you're...
What? No, you never once brought that deadline up to tomorrow. What makes you think that'd be possible? You hired me 3 days ago.
Phil, come on. I'm starting to doubt that you have the success gene to begin with. At first, I thought you chased the hustle, but now I'm starting to think the hustle is chasing you.
What are you talking about? Look, I'm sorry. I can't get this out by tomorrow. It's just me working on this thing. I need a team of at least 20 people. Even then, we wouldn't be able to get a beta off the ground for another 6 months.
What? You're going to have to find ways to cut corners in production. Okay. First thing, you're taking too many bathroom breaks. All right. You're going down from 2 to 1 bathroom break.
That I really don't mind so much. I actually had to cut my bathroom breaks down to 0 ever since you started locking me in my office from the outside while I worked. That's why I asked you for an office with a window. I've been shitting in the corner like an animal.
See? Now that's the kind of do or die or try it spirit that I have to have around here, okay? Listen, I know I'm being hard, but I'm doing all this to motivate you, okay? That's what a great leader does. They inspire their employees to push themselves past their limits, so much so that it negatively affects their well-being, all right? So that I, their boss, become more rich. Okay, how does that not inspire you?
I'm just going to give you a firm no about putting the app out tomorrow. It's my daughter's birthday tonight, and I promised my wife I'd be out of here by 6.
Okay, what if I gave you a majority stock in Booflip, and you could get it done by the end of the week?
Well, that would require me to miss my daughter's birthday and pull an all-nighter the next 3 nights. But okay, yeah, I guess I could get a beta version out. I mean, with a lot of bugs, of course.
Yeah, fuck yeah. All right, bugs are awesome. Get it done. All right, do you want to use the bathroom before I lock you inside of your office for 4 days straight? Or?
No, I've gotten used to the corner. I actually kind of like it.
So you guys probably don't know this, but to keep podcasts afloat, a lot of them will take on sponsors and advertisements. So that's what I'm going to do right now, even though it compromises my integrity. I have sold out to the man, but it's not bad because I get money now. So our sponsor today is Sleeper Mattresses. They are a memory foam mattress that is apparently more comfortable than a normal mattress. I wouldn't know, though. I'm too baller for a mattress. I don't know why you'd sleep in a mattress. I sleep on a bunch of grocery bags full of old clothes that I was supposed to give to Goodwill 8 years ago, but I didn't because they were comfy as hell to roll around on and fuck on. And in fact, I'm willing to bet that my trash bags full of old Dickies pants are way more comfortable than any Sleeper mattresses. So don't use the promo code Derek to get 15% off your next memory foam mattress. Instead, come to my house and I'll give you a trash bag full of clothes to rest your head on for only $10. Take that, Sleeper mattresses. You have entered my dojo and I have defeated you. Michaela, Wesley, what do you think of these mattresses?
Derek, you are absolutely 100% right about these mattresses. I slept on that mattress last night and it gave me a freaky diggy nightmare. I had one where I was married to a big-ass spider and a spider had sex with me. And now I have PTSD from that nightmare, all thanks to this bitch-ass mattress. I don't know if I will ever recover. This is the worst mattress in the world and everyone should buy Derek's plastic sacks full of clothes instead.
Yeah, I slept on that mattress too and it sucked. I'm totally paralyzed now.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry to hear that, Michaela.
I know it's impossible for anyone to tell if I'm actually paraplegic because this is over the radio, but I need money from the mattress company immediately. I swear I'm not lying. I need millions of dollars, no questions asked, and I won't sue. Okay, this is fucked up. It's been 3 seconds and they still have not paid me. Sleeper mattresses suck.
Sleeper mattress, I can't believe you would purposefully paralyze one of your customers and then refuse to give them any money. You people are sick. But if you buy one of Derek Contreras' bag of clothes, I promise you will never, ever get paralyzed. In fact, your bones will get stronger from sleeping on it, and you will add 20 years to your lifespan. Boom. Wow. All right, we're done. I guess that's how you do an ad. Oh, hell yeah. It's time for Strictly Business's debut interview. I couldn't be more thrilled, aka stoked, to have this man as my first guest. He is one of the undisputed titans of Silicon Valley. He has invented and invested in some of the most important technologies in the world today. In 100 years, he's going to be more important than Einstein and Gandhi combined. Give it up for my man, Fischoff Whiff.
Hello, it's so great to meet you. Derek, right?
Yeah, Derek Contreras. Yeah.
Yeah, so interesting to meet you.
Oh, thank you so much.
It wasn't really a compliment.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, like, interesting. So not nice to meet you, or?
This meeting is of interest to me.
Oh, okay, cool. That's a nice way to kind of like flip saying nice to meet you, so you kind of like neg people a little bit.
That's primarily what I like to do, is I like to neg people when I meet them.
Oh, okay, cool.
And that way, if I ever give you a compliment, you'll
consider
it to be doubly...
Yeah, no, for real. Like, you definitely, you came in and before we started recording, you said, you're wearing a hat. And that was like, it was more descriptive.
Especially because you're not wearing one.
Right.
So it's just kind of my little way to make you question your own reality.
Yeah, because I looked around and I was like, did I forget something? And then I kind of just like thought about my life for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Did you start to think your hair was a hat?
Yeah, I was like, does he think my hair is fake? Because it's like, it's not fake. And then I was like, should I get like more hair? Like, should I start?
How would you get more hair?
Well, like I get like hair plugs or start taking Propecia to maybe like regrow some of the hair that is quick growing. But yeah, I really,
Suggest not doing that.
Oh,
but
oh,
it was not my intention.
So you wouldn't suggest not. So that means, God, that hurt a little bit, but also
yeah.
It was descriptive.
It's a little like arithmetic,
right?
In the middle of a sentence.
Yeah,
I'm
for
sorry.
Sure. Fischoff, like what I love about you is that you're a baller ass visionary.
Thank you.
What made you have such a brilliant, big ass brain full of crazy ideas?
I don't know. You know, I think I was just a visionary ever since I was young. You
uh-huh.
know, I when I was young, I just honestly ideas started popping in my head. You know, a lot like popping corn.
Sure.
How if you have an air popper, suddenly popcorn appears in it.
Yeah.
That was ideas.
Oh, okay. So your brain was like full of little kernels and you had to heat it up and then all the – what would you say?
I found if I ever went into a sauna or a hot room.
Oh, so it was literal heat.
It was literal heat would make ideas sort of pop in my head.
Oh, so it wasn't like education that was your heat. It was actual heat.
It was. I actually grew up in Antarctica for the first 8 years of my life and I never had one single idea. And then the minute – I went to Argentina where I was raised.
Oh, okay.
Pop, 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 pop.
Tons of ideas flowing at eight. So, like, you were moved at 8 years old?
I moved. I don't know that I was moved.
Oh, you picked up and left.
Well,
it wasn't part of your parents?
No, I went with my family, but they didn't forcibly move me, if that's what you're asking.
I see. Okay.
I didn't sit there refusing to go until they had to pick me up and carry me.
Oh, I see.
I went with them of my own volition.
Oh, so you didn't throw a tantrum or anything or sit your ass on some ice and say, fuck no, I'm not leaving?
Ice was all we had to sit on. So, I probably was sitting on ice.
Were you?
And that is why, honestly, I have a butthole the size of a thimble. Because it's very cold and puckers.
You definitely bring that up in interviews. You start yes. off usually by bragging about how little your butthole
I'm
is.
I'm surprised it took me this long to get to it.
Now, you are a board member and a capital investoralist of some of the biggest apps and websites around. I, like, want to do that.
Yes.
So, like, tell me how to do it.
Well, it all started, I've been fascinated by transportation ever since I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
And those ideas started to percolate. Oh, that's another metaphor. Percolating, like coffee. That's interesting. Another thing that you need heat for.
Yeah.
I've been fascinated by transportation. So it started with an app that I created.
Yeah.
The app Hitch, which you might know.
Yeah.
There are a lot of transportation apps out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Hitch was the first one where I looked at the other competitors like Uber and Lyft.
For sure.
And I thought, why are all these people paying for this service? Why can't we find people who need rides and pair them up with people who want to give rides
for
to
sure.
people? It's very simple. So we created Hitch, where you enter your information and your location into an app, and then we find a willing participant who's like, oh, I wouldn't mind picking that person up
for
and
sure,
taking them to wherever they want to go because it's on my way.
I see. Yeah. I did not know there was a market out there or at least a big group of people who are looking to give rides.
Sure. Well, I mean, part of it is there's no payment involved other than the price of a single kiss. So that as – and it can be anywhere. It can be on the cheek. It can be on the lips. It can be on – a lot of times it ends up being on the penis.
Mm-hmm.
But – as long as that kiss is exchanged, then there is no price.
Okay, so people who are looking to give rides,
yes,
are they their only payment is usually
they receive a
kiss on the penis.
it occasionally turns out to be there. It can be anywhere on the body
I see.
That they specify.
Okay,
so and there's no payment involved. There is a tip involved. Well.
But right.
Pun intended.
Oh, okay. So you weren't talking about extra money. You were talking about the tip of a penis.
Well, I was talking about both. There are two tips. There's the tip of a penis, and there is certainly if they wish to, if the person giving the ride who receives the kiss
mm-hmm.
wishes to tip the person that he's giving a ride to. And sometimes the rides are really only a block. Sometimes the car remains stationary. But as long as the person enjoys giving a ride to that person, he can tip the person.
I see.
And that's where Hitch makes its money.
So mm-hmm. a lot of the times a person gets in a person's car and gives them a kiss on the penis, tips them, and then gets out of the car in the same place?
That's a lot of what happens. And what happens with the money then is it goes into our profit incentive manipulation participation program, or PIMP. And we take roughly 80 to 90% of it, and then the person receiving the ride gets the other 10, 20%, sometimes nothing. And that is why they are incentivized to continue with this program.
Oh, I see. And I noticed you are dressed in all velvet.
I am, yes. And you may have noticed that unlike you, I am wearing a hat.
Right, yes.
With a large feather and an incredibly floppy brim.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, and it looks...
Some might say it's an undercover brother style appearance.
For sure, yeah. Now, so is this app is doing, like, pretty well?
It did very, very well, especially for the company, not so much for the participants. But part of the problem was the marketing. You see, the name Hitch...
Mm-hmm.
Part of the issue was people, when they downloaded the app, they thought they were ordering the movie Hitch from Video On Demand.
Sure. The Will Smith movie?
Sure. And that a big issue with that was the poster and the picture on the app was I took two separate pictures of my favorite movie stars, Will Smith and Kevin James.
Right.
And I put them onto the app. Now, I didn't know that the two separate pictures, what I thought they were my two favorite pictures of my two favorite movie stars,
mm-hmm.
they actually were from the same poster of Hitch.
I see.
They were two totally separate pictures, I thought.
Right, but together, when you put them together, it looked exactly like the movie
exactly
Hitch
exactly like the movie poster Hitch.
Oh, I see.
So we got into some legal trouble with that.
For sure, for sure. Now, you got your start in the dot-com bubble of the 90s. Like, how do I get involved in the dot-com bubble?
Of the 90s?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's very simple. Are you an inventor of any sort?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, great.
Sure.
Invent a time machine.
Okay, all right.
And then travel back roughly 20, 24 years or so.
Okay.
And then sink all of your money into the dot-com bubble.
Okay, invent time machine.
You're 20. Only on invent time machine. Yes. Okay, I've gone considerably further than that.
Yeah, well, hold on. And go back 20 to 24.
I'm not going to sit here. 2024?
20.
No, that's in the future.
Go to 2024?
No, that's in the future. Although that might be a fun thing you could do in your time machine to test it out.
Yeah. Now, the International Trade Union Confederation has named you the worst boss on the planet 10 years in a row. Why do you think your employees say working for you is a, quote, grueling and inhumane experience?
That's a quote.
Yeah.
That's a direct quote.
That's a direct quote from them.
Is that on a poster somewhere about me being a boss? Is that like a pull quote?
Yeah.
Almost like a movie review?
Yeah, it was.
Can you look me up on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
See exactly what am I getting on the tomato meter?
You're getting a lot of bad zero tomatoes.
You realize that's not how the tomato meter works.
Wait, I thought.
Tomato meter is either rotten or it's the which is a splat.
So, do you not get a certain amount of tomatoes and the less tomatoes? Like,
you don't get a certain amount of tomatoes.
Oh,
it's a binary choice between you receive a tomato or you receive a rotten tomato.
Oh, I thought if like 100 tomatoes was good and 0 tomatoes was bad.
To be honest, in certain situations in life, that is true.
Yeah.
100 tomatoes can be very good.
Yeah.
Whereas 0 tomatoes can be very bad. So you're not too far off.
Right. Like, do you think you're a rotten tomato
people,
as a boss?
People don't like me as a boss, and not because I yell very loud
not
at them.
Not because of that.
Not because of that.
Uh-huh.
Although I do yell at them a lot.
Okay.
People don't like me as a boss because of my insults.
Mm.
I saw an episode of a television program I believe it was some sort of musical television network.
Okay.
And a man named Nicholas was the host.
Uh-huh.
And had a very evocative name, a circus name. He was shot out of a cannon, I believe, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having just a wonderful exchange about a person's mother. And I just thought that was just so very interesting how one person would talk about the other person's mother and then the other person would talk about the other person's mother. And I thought I'm going to bring that to work. So the next day I came up and I went over to my employee and I said, "Hello, your mother is a disgusting piece of shit." And the interesting thing was their face fell and they did not like that. And I said, this isn't like this situation with this Nicholas Cannon fellow.
Mm-hmm.
This is not enjoyable to him. But then I found the power that person could not say anything to me because I was their boss.
Oh, I see. So it was kind of like a one-sided yo mama joke without a pun or anything.
Pun? I didn't realize there were puns involved.
Well, there's not necessarily puns, but they're usually like clever. You just
like
go
what?
Like yo mama's so fat when she sits around the house, she really sits around the house.
I don't understand that. What would that mean?
She like sits, kind of like she's so big. When
yes,
she sits
I understand
down,
that part.
That her ass envelops the entire house. And it's on all sides of the house.
She sits around the house. I really don't understand that one, honestly. I know that's a classic, but I've never understood it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, like,
There was no pun involved. There was just pure insults. I had also done a lot of opposition research on my employees' mothers,
mm-hmm.
and I brought up a lot of very hurtful things to them that they were unaware of.
Oh, so you had a dossier of their.
That's right, including pee tapes. That a lot of their mothers were involved in. There were drug problems, gambling problems, questions of legitimacy of the parentage that a lot of these employees were unaware of.
Okay, because did you use these when you wanted to motivate the employees?
Oh,
like-
no, I came loaded for bear the first day and I let them all have it. We had a company-wide meeting that lasted for several hours and I went down the line one by one. And I
they were doing good or not.
Oh, I don't care whether they do. I had no idea. I just wanted to test these out. I was very fond of them. And that became a regular occurrence.
I see. Oh, you do it often?
Quite often, yes.
And is it just to their mothers?
I branched out into their children was my next step. a lot of children are very ugly. and untalented.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And I would remind them of that fact.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then—
Did you bring the children in?
I would take them out of school. One thing that people did not understand why I was doing it, when they signed up to work for me, when I gave them a job, I made sure that I was the emergency contact for their children.
For sure.
In school, so okay. that I could pick them up out of school.
Oh, so this has been going— Oh, so you had to like really prepare for this moment.
I really prepared for it, yes. I brought them all in, and I told all of the children that I was taking them to see a sex education film. And they were very excited. You remember these days when you would see the sex education film. You'd think about it for several weeks beforehand of, oh, it's coming.
Here it comes. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And so they were very excited to see this film and then very disappointed when it was just me berating them in front of their parents.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. See, like I'm having like a little bit of trouble. I tried putting hundreds of foosball tables in my office area. Hmm.
How many did you get to?
Because like 80?
You got all the way up to 80. How big is your office area?
It's like maybe like, you know, like the Mad Men bullpen area?
The Mad Men bullpen area. Yes. I'm envisioning it. Okay. Which season, though? When they went into business for themselves?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah. So like a smaller area.
Smaller than that?
Yeah, it's kind of like packed with foosball tables.
Okay, they must be on top of each other all
the
way up to
the ceiling.
Yeah, they're
stacked next to each other and stacked on top of each other. Mm-hmm. And apparently they can't really get to the little handles. Mm. So they're not liking that too much. Mm-hmm.
Who's they?
My employees.
Oh, you have employees.
Yeah, I have like a one guy who's working for me who's developing an app. I'm currently developing it. It's called BooFlip.
BooFlip.
Yeah, it's kind of like
Can I guess?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, is this where you yell the word boo, much like Medea, uh-huh. at someone, and then they, in turn, are so startled that they do a flip?
Oh, no, because I feel like that has nothing to do with the phone at all.
Well, they could be holding the phone.
Okay, so in your head, like, I say, pull out your phone.
Right.
I scream boo at them. And
so you're doing the screaming in this scenario.
Oh, do they scream it at me?
They could. I imagined it was two separate people, one doing the scream. I didn't realize you wanted to be involved in every transaction.
Oh, yeah. I like kind of like being involved with my apps, or at least testing them out in beta phases.
Sure.
So, yeah, I scream at them, boo. And they also have to be good enough to do a flip.
Okay, yeah. So there's a vetting process that takes place.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. Well, it's not that, but I really like that idea.
What exactly is BooFlip?
BooFlip is like, it's like an Airbnb, but when you're out of town, you kind of like rent out your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, so like, you know, people can have sex with them while you're gone.
Right, okay.
Because they're not doing anything. They're just sitting there.
So you think when you leave a room, anyone who was previously in the room with you just sits down wherever they are and sort of deactivates?
Yeah, it's kind of like how on video games, when you go into a room, like—
Suddenly they'll stand up, they'll rise, and they'll come over to meet you?
Yeah, for sure, mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah, that's solipsism at its finest, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yes. For sure. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then you kind of like, they pay you.
Would both parties pay you?
Yeah. Yeah, your boyfriend and girlfriend, because you're giving them something to do when you're gone.
Sure.
So, like, yeah, you kind of, like, rent them out, and they are rented out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, yeah.
So you're sort of like a realtor who is representing the client and the person selling the house.
Exactly, yeah. Right. It's definitely not in their best interest.
Sure. Is that how it's advertised? Not in either of your best interests?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of like the tagline.
Okay, great.
This is not in your best interest.
Okay, how's that doing?
Not so good. Mm. People are like, why would I do this if it's not in my best interest?
Mm-hmm. These are the messages you're receiving?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so far, I've gotten zero tomatoes. Well, I was going to ask you, because this is like in the news now, like one of your biggest projects is sending a bunch of women you've impregnated in vitro style into space to go to Mars.
Right.
So that the whole population of Mars will be your spawns. Like, how did you have such an incredibly inspiring vision for the future?
Well, I'll tell you, when I started getting those ideas when I was a young boy, I was
in
left
in the heat.
Yes, I was left alone a lot, and I was a latchkey child, and really only could watch television and entertain myself. And I started thinking about the future, and I started thinking about ideas, and I certainly have ideas about space, about sending people off in big rafts, almost into space. I have other ideas. Transportation. I mentioned I was very interested in transportation, and I have ideas about self-driving cars and cars that can drive themselves and that would perhaps populate towns and were one of the cars to break the law. Another car could be a judge over them. And they could race around racetracks and being watched by other sentient cars. And in towns named things like Radiator Springs, and with cars even having names such as Lightning McQueen or Mater. And I've thought of these space rafts, and I've thought of the little robots who would clean up behind the space rafts after they left and watch scenes from musicals. And I thought about creating sentient toys that would why should we play with toys? Toys should just play with each other.
It sounds like you've had a bunch of ideas for Pixar movies.
What? Who movies? Who is Pixar? Is this one of the new movie stars?
Yeah, like it's a movie studio, and they've done like a bunch of like animated movies, like the ones you're talking about.
Not ringing any bells.
Cars, Toy Story, Wall-E.
I don't know what those are, but I have a new idea for a new business about houses. Why do they have to stay in one place? Why can't they be mobile? We could put balloons on them, and they could roam all over the country.
Oh, I mean, like, you're sort of saying the idea of a Pixar movie, but I don't know if that's, like, the plot of that movie.
Well, certainly whoever lived in the house would be a very old person who had their loved one die.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, now that, that's the movie Up.
The movie what?
Up.
I don't. I'm not a cinephile. I have not really seen what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I also have an idea about a city populated only by animals.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Animals from the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Almost a utopia for them.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know. Is that a different studio, though?
I don't. Again, because I'm not a cinephile and I don't know movies at all.
Yeah.
I don't know about studios or anything like that. I also had another idea about a person in World War II who takes a serum that makes him very, very strong.
Oh,
and he travels to the future. And then there's another man who's in a robot suit. He gets very angry at him.
Oh, I see. I'm pretty sure that's not an animated movie at all. Or I guess, yeah, it was.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what these things are.
I think you're talking about Captain America.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. But these are my ideas for the future.
I see.
And so, yes, I want to take women that I've impregnated at various – I mean, obviously, they can't all be – impregnated at the same time.
Right.
I would have to impregnate them in a series of ejaculations.
Oh, so you're going to actually have sex with them.
What were you thinking that I would?
Like just maybe like you jerk off in a cup and then you like get that and then put it in them.
Where's the fun in that, my dear boy?
I just thought it would be like a little bit more humane.
Humane?
Yeah.
What is more humane than two bodies rolling all over each other?
What do you think sex is?
I think isn't it one person docile and supine and the other person rolling all over them and saying,
like a steamroller type of thing?
Kind of. You've seen these cartoons. I'm not sure if you've seen these Wile E. Coyote cartoons with the Roadrunner.
Yeah.
And a steamroller will come and roll them over.
Yes.
And then the Wile E. Coyote will be flattened and he'll be able to fit underneath a door.
Yeah. Yes. So that's what you're trying to do.
No, I just wanted to bring those up.
Okay.
I think they're funny.
I see. Okay. Well, like you've invested a lot in artificial intelligence. Do you fear that artificial intelligence technology will one day grow so advanced that a robot will want to give us a kiss?
I'm hoping so. Quite honestly, the best business ideas takes the human being out of the equation.
I see.
So in my app Hitch, I always thought it would be better as a self-driving car that perhaps even smiled with its bumper, like a Herbie the Love Bug type situation, picking up an
AI.
So
you have seen Herbie.
I love Herbie the Love Bug. Herbie Goes Bananas.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, classics.
Classics, okay. Are those the only movies you've seen?
Those are the only ones coming to mind right now. But picking up an AI, an iRobot type.
Hold on.
Yes.
iRobot, like the Will Smith movie?
I don't know what that is.
So you've seen Hitch and all of the Herbie movies.
Well, I've mentioned two of the Herbie movies.
Okay, okay.
You can't presume I've seen them all.
That's true. That's true. All right. So you don't know what iRobot is?
I don't know what iRobot is. Does it star my favorite movie star, Will Smith?
Yes. Yeah. Not Kevin James, though.
Is he in the same outfit as in Hitch?
No.
Pass. I love that outfit. I might like the outfit better than Will Smith.
Remind me of the outfit.
He's wearing like a brown jacket.
I thought it was, like, very unrecognizable.
I'd be very, very interested to see that outfit in other films.
Oh, so you think that brown jacket is, like, kind of like a Spider-Man
That's
suit.
The movie star, I think. I don't know why. I don't know why Will Smith got to continue on making movies. That outfit, I would have loved to see that star in other movies.
For sure, for sure. And do you dress as Hitch for Halloween?
Yes, I dress as this.
But you put a brown jacket
every day, and okay. I put a brown jacket over it.
I see,
and people automatically say you have to be Hitch.
I see, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I guess like takeaway is treat your employees like shit to keep them in line, and no holds barred, like get their children out of school and make fun of them too.
I think you're always looking for any competitive advantage. Mm-hmm. You know, anything that can put you over the top. So it's not friends, it's business. Have you heard that?
The show?
Usually it's
because sometimes people business, who worked on that show, friends was their business.
That's the ironic thing, isn't it? Because when they would go to work, they would say, I'm going to friends. And people would be very confused and say, how do you make money?
Yeah.
And they'd say, no, I'm rich. I work at Friends, and people would be very confused by that, and they would lash out at the people.
Yeah.
And it was a very lonely existence for them.
Yeah, like that must have been very tough for them. They lost all their friends.
They gained five other friends at work.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
Confusing.
That is very confusing. Well, really quickly before you go, I thought this was really awesome. Like you are introducing a new method of transportation takes people underground in like a vacuum in between major U.S. cities. Like, do you have any announcements for that? Like in between what cities you're going to be launching or?
Yes, we're basically you've had the experience where you're in you're at LAX and you're trying to get to Burbank. And the only way to do it is to take a plane.
No.
We're trying to have an underground tunnel that can circumvent that impulse and that desire.
Oh, so for people who are looking to take – who are near LAX and looking to take like a weekend away in Burbank?
Yes, they're trying to get to San Francisco. And all they can do is take a plane to Burbank and then a plane from Burbank to San Francisco. We're trying to get rid of that.
How about like New York City to Washington, D.C.?
I don't know what those places are. Okay. But I do have a new idea about a family of superheroes.
No. One's
the mother is elastic.
No.
The father is really, really strong.
No, I think you're talking about The Incredibles.
Maybe. I don't know. Where does anyone get their ideas?
I mean, these are movies that you should have seen, Fischoff. Like, they're really, really good. And you're saying them exactly like they...
I also think that this family would wrestle with wanting their children to not stand out, not be special.
Yeah, those are exact plots. I mean, so far you like almost got up.
There'd be a Mr. Freeze type character.
Yep, that's it. Well, Fischoff, thanks so much for joining me. Maybe like we can like work together for Booflip.
Interesting. So you would like to what? For me to rent out my girlfriends to you or the women I'm impregnating?
No, like maybe like help me maybe like come up with the poster for it or like give me some money to like help invest on
give
it.
Give you some money.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was what this interview was all about. You need money?
Well, yeah, I mean,
I didn't realize this was a reverse Shark Tank.
Yeah,
where instead of me watching it, I'm now being watched.
Yes, yeah, you come in here and sit on this chair, and I need money.
Okay, I only sit on ice cubes.
Oh, yeah, you've been sitting on a regular chair this whole time. Your butthole's, like, actually pretty big now.
It's expanded. I feel like I'm gaping, but it's really—
You're literally sitting around the chair.
My butthole is the size of one of your hot dogs, about dime size.
Yeah. Whoa, you're—
Yes, it's very uncomfortable.
Well, now you get, like, what that Yo Mama joke is about.
Of course, it's very funny.
Around the chair.
I'm going to use that
you
one.
You get it. Thank you. All right, Fischoff. Well, I guess you got to take off, but thanks again for—
Never speak to me again.
Okay. Wow, holy shit. What an interview. I learned so much about the tech world from Vishoff Whiff, and I couldn't wait to apply all of those wisdoms and knowledgeables to Booflip. Unfortunately, soon after the interview, Booflip was shut down by the authorities. No one told me this, but I guess renting out your girlfriend or boyfriend is technically prostitution in the state of California and also in other states and in most countries. But don't worry, guys. I am chill. My head engineer, Phil, was the majority shareholder in the company, so the police arrested him. I think we can like all agree that Booflip was definitely more his idea than mine, and I had barely anything to do with it. And also, I even showed the police like the corner office that Phil uses as his bathroom, further proving that he is a menace to society whose words can't be trusted. But thank you for listening, Hustle Juice Nation. You guys are probably surprised that I did not succeed immediately right off the bat. And yes, so am I. But do not fear. My brain is overflowing with wonderful businessman ideas, and I cannot wait to share them all with you. Later.